views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Nancy Mack, your host, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack, who is also, for those of you who are new to the show, my mom. Mary Jane has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She is a holistic intuitive, and she's amazing. She does the TAPS system, which is the Accelerated Performance System. And it's a form of muscle testing the body to find out where your deficiencies are. She recommends a whole food nutrition product that gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. I'm having a lot of problems talking this morning, Mary Jane. Lord!
You're excited about Memorial Day.
I am. Yeah. I'm very excited about the weekend. I have no plans, but I'm very excited about the weekend.
Less talking and more 12-ounce curls?
Yes. I'm going to be doing some curls with my arms. That's very good. It's going to be 5 o'clock.
Somewhere.
Every day. Okay, so our topic today, anxiety and stress. What a perfect topic for this weekend, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of anxiety and stress.
Sitting in that traffic.
Especially if you're traveling on the road. That's probably one reason I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, it's a good weekend to stay home. We have great weather.
Yes, it's beautiful weather. So it's a good weekend to stay home, relax, enjoy adult beverages, and plant some flowers and
play. There you go, Nancy.
So I'll have no stress and anxiety.
Okay. Well, so what I was talking about stress and anxiety is that when people come into the office and they talk about what's going on in their life and they say, why do I have this again? For example, a gallbladder. Why? I thought I took care of this and I should be better.
Oh, that sounds so familiar right now for someone in this
and
room.
I hear that all the time. How come they're so amazed that something can come back? And then but I realize they don't understand. Understand that everything is emotional. Every memory, every emotion that you experience gets stored in your body in a specific organ. For example, gallbladder's resentment, liver's anger, kidney's fear.
Bladder's ticked off.
Bladder's ticked off. Stomach's disgusted. So lungs are grief.
The
heart is sadness.
On.
Yeah, so it goes on. So when you experience those emotions through your life, every time you experience it, that energy gets stored in the organ. When the energy is so full, the organ is full, then you present with symptoms. So then your body's like raising the red flag saying, help me, help me. And then your attention is brought to that specific organ. So it's not just about the nutrition. It's about what's going on in your life. How did you get that way? And it doesn't mean there's one quick fix, because it's many, many emotions is what.
And it doesn't have to be like super traumatic emotions.
No.
It could be something simple as, example, a friend posted on Facebook that she was walking through the parking lot having a Baskin and Robbins ice cream cone, and there was a car full of, I guess, younger kids, boys, and they yelled out their window, it's the last thing you should be eating, laughing and mocking her. So that could be, you know, and then she felt like crying and throwing away her ice cream cone. I would have said, screw you, I'm going to eat this ice cream cone and enjoy it, boys. So that could be an emotional component that gets stored because it affected her.
And emotions can be real or something you thought was real. So it's how you take it in. And but when you recognize it, it's just about recognizing it so that you could let it go.
Well, Mary Jane, I'm in that process, and I'm still working on letting it go.
And good for you, Nancy.
Yes. I'm going to get there. I'm just holding on to it so tight, I just don't want to let it go.
Well, join everyone else's journey and experience and travels. So when you're experiencing this stress and anxiety in your life, it affects not only you, but it affects your entire family. It affects your pets. It affects everyone around you. So if you're worried about things and you say you're worried about one of your children and you're worried about that child so much, instead of giving them positive energy, you're sending them fear and you're sending them
worry.
Then they think, well, if she's worried, something must really be wrong. So it's about containing your anxiety and fear. Figure out where it's coming from, and then knowing that you have to transfer that into a positive and surround your family with more positive emotion.
Reinforcement,
well, and help them.
It's like what you think about is what you get. So you need to just kind of work on thinking the positive thoughts instead of blocking out all the negative, even though those negatives are much easier to think about.
Well, and sometimes if you're really in stress and anxiety and in panic mode, there's definitely physical reasons that are causing that. And most stress and anxiety comes from heart issues. And it just means that your heart energetically is in low gear. And that could be because of a gallbladder, because of emotions that have happened to you, say family stress, heartbreak, sadness.
Illness.
And so when your heart goes in low gear, then it causes you to be, you're not getting the oxygen actually, and it causes you to go in panic attacks. So you want to figure out where it's coming from and help you nutritionally support that organ. And then that alone will help you deal with the stress and anxiety.
And get that emotion cleared out of there. And am I ready to get that taken care of for myself? If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And she will tap into you, figure out what's going on, and give you all kinds of excellent information and recommendations. If you'd like more information about her, go visit her website at MaryJaneMack.com. All right, stress, anxiety. Where do you want to go?
So some of the symptoms of stress and anxiety, sometimes it's insomnia, sometimes it's nervousness, chronic illnesses, your immune system is compromised, you're always doom and gloom, you're negative, you just can't get above it. You're in a depressed frequency all the time, and then you're worried about it. Sometimes people can't even go out because they're worried about what's going to happen if they go out, or they're worried about if they eat different foods, if they're going to have a reaction to different foods. Sometimes it causes you to gain weight because your heart goes in low gear and then your body just kind of gets all puffy. And one of the big things is heart palpitation, racing heart, and chest tightness. So those are some of the things you could experience, and it's all related to stress and anxiety, not necessarily something. It presents as a physical problem, but the underlying issue is the stress and anxiety.
And the emotional, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Emotion is at the bottom of everything.
So clear the emotion, get the nutritional support, and bounce back to optimal health.
And a big thing that I see is when parents are having issues, mother and father are having issues, and maybe there are relationship issues, and maybe they're talking about divorce, and maybe something's going on with one or the other, and they now don't just keep that to themselves, but it's spilling over to their children.
Even though some of the parents may talk about it in another room or when the children aren't around. Kids are very perceptive.
Exactly.
So they're picking up on it, whether you're talking about it right in front of them or you're in the other room. So the kids are getting it no matter what, unfortunately.
And then the kids get sick. The kids present with illnesses. And then you're trying to figure out what's wrong with the kids, but you're forgetting you're the one that's pouring. The kids are so worried about what's happening with their parents.
And is it their fault?
And now they're taking that in, and they present with pretty big physical symptoms. So when you're going through, say, a divorce or an issue, it's not your kid's problem for you. You shouldn't be talking about those issues in front of your children or talk about the other parent in front of your children. Because no matter what you think, to that child, you're each their parent, and they only want to see the good in you. And there's no reason a young child should know about what's going on.
If you're having relationship problems.
Yes.
And you shouldn't put that child in the middle.
Exactly.
You need to rise above that. So you are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Loving can hurt sometimes, but it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane, the star of the show, best friend, mom, nutritional support person. She's my doctor. She's my alternative doctor.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
She's working very hard with me right now.
It's an ongoing job.
Ongoing. If you have a question for Mary Jane, doesn't even have to be about stress and anxiety. Any kind of ongoing symptoms that you may be having that you're not getting an answer to, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and she will use her abilities to figure out exactly what's going on in your body. That's what I love about what Mom does. A lot of people are into covering up the symptoms instead of finding the root cause. And she's all about finding what the cause is and not covering up the symptoms. So it's a huge, huge difference.
Well, it's what I do is fun because it doesn't matter what label you have. And I see amazing labels put on people. And so what I do is just go in with this technique of muscle testing and follow the body, and the body has all the answers. The body has every memory since you were conceived. And so all you have to do is ask the right question. And when I follow the technique, again, the body will take me to your main nutritional imbalance. And when we start with whatever that might be, amazingly, most of the symptoms go away. And it narrows your list down dramatically. I mean, I've had people labeled with MS, and they've come in, and when I check them, it might be something entirely different. And remember, when you go to the doctor, if you have so many symptoms or so many you're put in a category, or if your lab comes back, blood tests come back, then you're put in a certain category, and that's how they label you.
So, and at the time, your body could be, let's say you went to you ate something that kind of put your gallbladder into, oh my gosh, you know, sludge mode or something. The imbalance in your body can throw off your blood test.
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you about the gal with the MS. And so what we did with her, and she was kind of, her memory was kind of foggy. So we just put her on the program that she called for and some nutrition for her memory, which we all could use.
Most definitely.
And when she went back to the doctor said there was no further indication of any signs of the MS and that she did not have to come back to the doctor unless she had any other symptoms. And she went to her naturopath, and she had the best blood test since 1999. And that was since coming to our office after just 6 months.
So what was her main, was it her gallbladder?
And she was diagnosed with MS.
But what did you find?
Oh, I found it was her kidney and her heart, yeah, and digestion. Yeah, it was pretty easy. It was not complicated.
And I love that because all the people who go to Mary Jane, they're amazed at after she's done doing her thing that it's just so simple. And then they say, well, why didn't I come sooner? I love that. Because I'll talk to her, and she'll just kind of tell me about how her day went. And I love those stories.
Oh, they're great stories. And then I have some callers, people who are regular listeners, and they come in and they say, you know what? I sent you four or five. They'll name who they sent to me. But I waited. And so now I'm here. And then they're the ones that say, I don't know why I didn't come in here first.
Yeah. It's funny, but it is what you do is it's simple, it's effective, it's quick, and you feel good. Predictable results.
Exactly. And I always tell everybody, you come in when you're ready. You know, it's like when you're ready, I'm there for you. So, again, it doesn't matter what label you have. And the biggest thing, people are on so many medications, it's very sad because the side effects of those medications, if you haven't looked up what drugs you're on to see what the side effects are, you need to do that. And the more medications you're on, the more it inhibits your function. So your goal should be to get off as many medications as you can. Instead, when you go to the doctor, most people, if the doctors don't know what to do with you, they put you on another medication. And usually you have three or four doctors. So now three or four doctors don't really know all the... It should be on your chart, but they're not really looking at that, how many medications you're on or how that's going to interfere. So your goal should be to get off the medications, get on a healthier lifestyle, and feel good instead of walking around like a zombie.
Yeah, or always feeling sick. No, it is scary. It is scary to look up the side effects for a drug. So you're going to take, you've been prescribed a medication that's supposed to take care of one thing, but when you read that scary list of 25 to 30 side effects, it's like, what's the point? Why would I want to take care of one thing when I could possibly get, you know, five more things added to my list?
Well, and if you look at Mercola.com, that website, and look up at the list of the top 10 worst antibiotics, they're the top 10 antibiotics that are prescribed on a regular basis. And you can have very severe reactions to those antibiotics. So again, as far as kidney function and what you're doing, and you're taking these drugs, it can wipe out your kidneys.
Yeah, so it backs up in your system. So it's a vicious cycle sometimes.
Exactly. So. And you know, everything affects your kidneys. The drugs you take in, you take Aleve or Advil, all those things, those are very hard on the kidney. And like Tylenol is very hard on your liver. So if you're taking those things on a regular basis, they're not a good thing to do. You got to look for other solutions. And if you're in pain or and having issues, why? And take care of the problem.
Right. I love that. Okay. So where are we going?
We are looking for, again, your questions or what you have to, your calls. And again, we have people we see all over the country.
Yes, and let me just say, you do not have to live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest to see Mary Jane, because she has clients all over the United States. So, you know, you can call in and get your appointment that way, and she'll treat you exactly the same as you walked into her office. Let's go to our phones and talk to Rose. Hi, Rose. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, I was wondering, Mary Jane, I have been having some pain in my it's my left hand, excuse me, over by the thumb. And it really is painful on and off. And when the pain happens, if I'll move it in a certain way, when the pain happens, it almost kind of makes me nauseous and real tired. So I was a little concerned that it might have to do with my heart. And I thought I would check and see if you had any insights.
I do. What it has to do with is your right kidney. It's a kidney issue.
Okay.
And that's why you get you get nauseous and fatigue. Kidney is extreme fatigue. So your kidney score is a 3. So we would put you on some nutrition to clean out the sludge in the kidney. And then your kidney is inflamed. So your kidney is it's like it should be a 10 and yours is like a 300. It just gives, I go by the numbers, it just tells us where you're at. So that inflammation, do you have any back pain?
Yes.
Okay, so sometimes you'll have back pain, sometimes you get up digestive problems. By the time it's in your joint, see those toxins are settling in that joint.
Okay.
And that's pretty typical of what happens there. So the thing is, you got to take the stress off the kidney, clean up the kidney, and then that will go away. So all you have to do is give Veranda a call at our office. It's not difficult to take care of that. And then you also have a toxic stomach. Does your stomach bother you?
Occasionally. I've been trying to do some probiotics, and depending on what I eat, I've been very confused about my food lately.
Yeah, so we definitely can help you with that. You should really stay away from dairy and wheat when you have a kidney issue.
Okay.
But you have a toxic stomach. You got a lot of bacteria in your stomach. And that bacteria goes through your kidney, and then it makes all that worse. Do you have sinus issues?
Sometimes. Not so bad anymore. I've been trying to do some colloidal silver to clean it up as much as I can.
Yeah.
And that seems to help. And a lot of it is diet-related. But, boy, it's just, you know, it just really hits me that I get tired.
That's the kidney.
And I thought, you know, yeah.
So, and the other thing is that it's diet, but unless you get the kidney taken care of, then it, you know, that it, the other things are band-aiding you. So give us a call and we'll help you out.
Thank you,
Rose.
I will
do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232, and Rhonda's in the office. Now, if you call the office and you get the answering machine, that just means Rhonda's on the other line. So leave your name and number, and she'll call you back as soon as possible. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break, and we will catch you on the other side.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woo-hoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long time.
I love that song, Benny.
I love it, too. That's where I played it.
Thank you very much,
You're
Benny.
You're welcome very much.
You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane, and she's taking your health questions. She was a little bit into the music there. We kind of had to bring her out and tell her to get her headphones on. Hello. Let me give out Mary Jane's office phone number again. It's 888-777-4232, and it looks like we're going to go to the phone, and we're going to say hi to Barb in Illinois. Hi, Barb.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I'm so excited listening to the show. I just tuned in, so
I'm really excited here.
Well, great.
I have some health concerns, and I'm just wondering if I could get some insight. I have blood pressure that keeps climbing. I have ankles that swell. Left primarily is the worst. The only medicine I take is Nexium for acid reflux. Don't sleep well. And sciatica, that's it.
Oh, that's adorable, Barb. I love that. All right, Mary Jane's tuning into you right now.
All right, you've got a kidney and gallbladder issue. So your gallbladder is a 3 and your kidney's a 3. So when you have your kidney and gallbladder are both, that just means they're full of sludge. They're backed up. And then your kidney is a little bit inflamed also. So first thing we go after is the gallbladder and the little bit of the kidney. And you have to, if your gallbladder is not functioning, it backs up your heart, puts your heart in low gear, and that's where you're getting the swelling in your legs. So, but if you take care of the gallbladder, then that takes the stress off the heart, and then everything else can get better. The good thing is you're not on a lot of drugs, and you're taking the Nexium because of your gallbladder. So we would get your gallbladder straightened out, and your stomach has a lot of bacteria in it, too. So you're taking that Nexium, and it's relieving maybe your symptoms, but you still have a major issue going on there that's not getting corrected. So you get rid of the bacteria in your stomach and clean up your gallbladder and work on a little bit on the kidney, and you'll be a new person. And all that affects your gallbladder, of course.
But I don't have a gallbladder.
Even if you don't, this is a good question. Even if you don't have a gallbladder, when I check people, if the gallbladder shows up, then we treat you exactly like you have a gallbladder because you really have the same problem. When you have your gallbladder taken out, your liver takes over. So we would use the same nutrition, maybe a little different combination because now you don't have the bile salt from the gallbladder, and we treat the liver and get everything working again. So sometimes I see people when they have their gallbladder taken out, they are absolutely no better. It doesn't make any difference. So again, we still treat the gallbladder. It's like if somebody had their ovaries taken out, we still treat the ovaries because the liver is the backup organ. It utilizes that nutrition to give your body what it needs. Does that make sense? When did you have your gallbladder out?
What, about a year and a half ago? And I remember before I had it out, I was really angry about something. I mean, I've never been this angry.
Okay.
And within hours of experiencing anger, or maybe it was brought on, maybe the anger manifested because of the gallbladder. I don't know.
Usually it's the anger first.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the anger.
Yeah.
The emotion is first.
Yeah, well, the emotion happened, and then, I don't know, within a 24-hour period, I was at the hospital, and they're telling me I have to get the gallbladder out. And I told them, no, you're not taking it out. And they said, you don't realize how sick you are. And I said, I'm going to go home. And I like to do things holistically. So I said, I'm going to go home and, you know, do what I need to do, because a long time I've been thinking I needed to do a gallbladder cleanse. I mean, a long time.
Yeah. So you already knew.
Yeah. And another thing my intuition has told me, because I've had itchy skin, about my liver.
Yeah. You didn't have enough bile. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, they said, you're going to die. You're going to be in so much pain. We're not going to have enough drugs to take away your pain. So, and I was just, you know, in a position where I just went with the surgery. You know, not that I wanted to. I had no choice according to what they said.
Right. They intimidated you is what they did.
They did. And they you know, when you're, have projectile emesis constantly. I mean, they had a good case.
Well, actually, what was happening probably with you at the time is you were probably moving the stones and sludge. You were in the process of doing that, and when you do that, you get violently ill. And you could have.
I was very ill. And they said where the stone was, it was going to rupture everything.
Yeah, that's debatable. But I think I know.
You probably
could have moved it through. But at the same time, you have to do what you have to do. So you can't look back.
But now going forward, I don't want to be looking at. And I got to be honest with you. I'm heavy. I'm way too heavy.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the gallbladder kidney issue. See, you had your gallbladder out, but you still have the same problem. That's what I mean. People think they have their gallbladder out and everything's going to be better, but it's not. So you still, again, if you were to call our office, I would put you on a program exactly what you need and get things working again. You can't lose weight because nothing's working. You're functioning a 3 out of a 10. And your heart energy is a 3, and that should be a 12 at least. So when your body's that tired, how can you move things through? Your body doesn't know if you're going to be okay or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're struggling.
So I would recommend taking Mary Jane's number down, which is 888-777-4232, and getting an appointment with her. You'll be amazed, Barb. You'll be amazed.
Now, you could do this via Skype.
She could do it. She does it over the phone in her office. She has several phone consultations that she does because she has clients all over the United States.
I usually call by phone. Yeah.
It's by phone, not Skype.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Barb.
And if you call and talk to Rhonda, she could explain it to you.
Thank you very much. I know I was on the right track. And seeing it's all about, so anybody that doesn't want to listen to their intuition, my intuition says you're itchy. Your back is itchy because of your liver.
And you were right, so trust
it. Thanks, Barb.
All right.
Okay, let's go to Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Oh, that's me.
How are you?
Right now I'm okay.
What's your question?
My friend really likes you, and she thought that it would be good for me to give you guys a call to see if maybe you could help me out here.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Basically, I've been having red eyes for quite a long time, and I'm coughing up phlegm, and I'm thinking that this phlegm is causing me to have problems breathing because I run out of energy, and I feel like there's not enough oxygen in my body.
Okay. Leslie, you have a kidney issue. It's your right kidney. When you have kidney issues, your kidney is full of sludge and then it's inflamed. When you have kidney and you have a toxic stomach, you have a lot of bacteria in the stomach. So when you get, how do you get bacteria in the stomach? From the food you eat, the air you breathe, again, those drains that in the house, again, I'll remind everybody that you have to clean your drains, and you use vinegar and baking soda, but the drains have gunk and mold on them, and those gases come up and you breathe it in, and then that goes again into your stomach. When that bacteria is in your stomach, it goes through your kidney, then the poisons go up to the lungs and then up to the sinuses. So your lungs are a 3 and your sinuses are a 3, so everything is totally related to your right kidney. And so we have to do nutrition to clean out your kidney and reduce the inflammation in that kidney, and then all these other symptoms will go away.
So is that considered like a kidney flush? Or?
No, I don't do flushes. I do nutrition from Biotics Research that actually heals your body to get your body. The nutrition is specific for exactly what you need, and it actually helps get the body back to normal function. And when it does that, it heals the body. Flushes just clean things out. They can be harsh on the body at times. So I don't believe in doing flushes. I believe in getting in, giving what you need, and make it easier on your body for your body to heal and get better.
So basically have a set diet.
And no dairy, no wheat for you. When you have a kidney, and no turkey. So then what you do is give our office a call so we could get you on a program to get you cleaned up, because it's already settled in your lungs. You're having trouble breathing, so that's pretty bad. You need some help, and the sooner you call in, you'll start feeling better. But
so
do your drains.
How long does,
Go ahead.
About how long does it take for it to start working?
To
start working. Everybody's different. Some people feel good in, a couple days. Some people, it might take a week or 2 weeks. It all depends on your body.
Let me tell you, when you do your drains, that'll make a huge difference. You might have to do the drains and repeat it. But I've had people do their drains, and then their husband came home from work, and they had no idea about the drains. And they said, "What'd you do? This place smells, the house smells so good." So you do notice it once you do it.
Now, when you say the drains, is that like 50-50 vinegar?
About a fourth a cup of baking soda and a couple of cups of vinegar. And then pour a little warm water after it. Or you could let it sit for a while and then pour some warm water and flush the drains with warm water. And you do that in all your drains. The showers are always worse, or tubs, so you do double. And you could do hydrogen peroxide, too, with it. So that's the combination you do, and you might have to do it often because your drains probably are pretty bad.
So you say a fourth a cup of baking soda and how much vinegar?
A couple cups of white vinegar.
2 cups?
Yeah, and you can't go wrong if you do more. Don't be afraid to do a little more. It's not an exact, and you might have to repeat it again in a week to keep it going. All right, so give us a call, and we'll be happy to take care of you.
Thank you, Leslie. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can call her office at 888-777-4232. We see you there, John. We are going to take a short break, and we'll get back to you as soon as we come back. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. John has been patiently waiting. Hi, John. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you very much. It's so informative of you guys to do such things.
Oh, well, well, I can't take any credit, really, but I'm going to say thank you. All right, Mary Jane.
How can I help you, John?
Okay, so basically, I get a lot of lightheadedness when I stand up. And also, I've been dealing maybe with the last month and a half or so with, like, upper right back pain. And in my, like, it's in three spots, lower back pain, upper back pain, and, like, the base of the neck. Just wondering if it's a muscular or,
oh, John,
or what is actually going on.
John, you have the dreaded gallbladder issue. Your body is a two. That means you have some heavy sludge stuck in that gallbladder, and you're having referred pain. The referred pain is usually in the middle of the back and the upper back, and so that definitely you have a gallbladder issue. And then it backs up your adrenals. Remember I said you're a two? Well, you're a two straight across the board. That means all your organs now are functioning at a two. So that's what your adrenals are, a two, and that's why you're lightheaded, and that can cause ear issues or your balance issues or just the lightheaded or dizziness. But it all comes from your gallbladder. So you need to give us a call because you're what I call in a crisis. You're stuck, and put you on a program to get you out of that so you could feel better.
Okay, because, I mean, other than that, I feel overall generally good.
You've gotten used to the way you feel, I can tell you, because when you're a two, you know, if you got the worst flu you ever could imagine, you might be able to move that sludge. I mean, I'm just saying, when people get the flu, they think it's the flu, but it's their body trying to get rid of something that's backing up their body. So if you got the worst flu you could imagine, you'd probably feel a lot better afterwards. But we try and do that with nutrition without you getting so feeling so bad. So, and you may, let's see, you've had this for a couple months. So the longer you have it, the worse you feel. And so anyway.
It could be quick and easy, John.
Yeah.
Gallbladder, piece of cake. Get the right nutrition. Get on there. Clean out that sludge.
Okay.
You'll be good as new,
Don't
John.
Don't waste your time.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you guys so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, John. God, that was so depressing, Debbie Downer over there.
No,
oh,
but
John.
You know what? It's,
oh, my God. Poor
but
guy.
But you know what? Here you go.
You're just wrecking his weekend before Memorial Day.
But how much do we talk about this? It's the same. Kidney issues cause sinus issues. They cause breathing problems. They cause sick stomachs. They usually irritable bowel or bowel problems are kidney issues.
Well, I know, and we do talk about it all the time because it just people
it's
have
what
it all
is.
The time. So, but you keep saying sludge. For those people who are new, even for those people who have listened for a long time, really don't know what the sludge is. Explain to us how your gallbladder gets slow. I know one microwaving.
I know microwaving.
My gallbladder will get slow if I eat a corn dog or a hot dog.
Processed food.
Processed, yeah.
Negatively, even if you think you're eating good food, if it's negatively charged, like I score everything from 0 to 10, if it's a 6 or less, it can clog up your body. because your body, when your body's in low gear, unless the food has a lot of energy, it slows down in your body, and that's what causes it to get stuck.
But at the same time, those people with bad gallbladders who are trying to do the right thing are eating, you know, lots of salads and healthy foods. That's really not the thing to do either, because
their body isn't working.
Exactly. So you need to have, like, so for a quick little fixer for John, you want to eat kind of like what? Soft, mushy foods is like,
well,
that.
Steamed vegetables. You could have protein, steamed vegetables.
Fruit.
Fruit that's easy to digest, or even like canned fruit, peaches, pears, that are jarred fruit that's packed in its
own juice. Natural juices.
Yeah.
So those people who have gallbladders, you know, I'm thinking of John and Barb and everyone.
Yeah, not a lot of like salads, because your body can't digest that. So then you get more bloated.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to help you all out. I know I kind of wrecked it. No hot dogs or burgers this weekend on Memorial Day. But in my world, everything in moderation. Okay, let's go to Rachel. Hi, Rachel. How
That's
are you?
It's Raquel, actually.
Oh, Raquel.
Yeah.
I am very sorry.
This is Raquel.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
What can we do for you?
I have had an ongoing hip issue since I was a teenager, and I'm in my early 40s now. And I know there's some emotional issues behind it. There's also this physiological reason, the way I learned how to drive by holding my leg up in the air, because I had an old VW Super Beetle with the pedals came out of the ground. It's the only way I could drive. So I've got this chronic problem, and I've had several years of physical therapy, massage therapy. I was on several different medications at one point, but yoga, fortunately, came into my life, and I was able to kick all the meds. The muscle relaxants are the last ones to go, and I'm having issues again. And I have to confess, I am doing a lot less yoga than I used to. But I'm trying to do the sun salutations as we speak. I just keep taking notes all morning.
Way to go, Raquel.
Well, Raquel, you got a gallbladder issue. Your gallbladder score is a 2. That means you have something like a heavy sludge or even maybe a stone stuck in your gallbladder. Because I pick up
my gallbladder is actually just removed 2 years ago.
Yeah, but that
I had a major problem with it. Yes.
Yeah,
so
Doesn't matter, Raquel. Doesn't matter.
So you had the gallbladder removed, but you still have this. When I pick that up, that means the stone could be in the liver. So your backup to your gallbladder is your liver. So we still address the gallbladder, because it's directly connected to your hip. So you're getting referred pain there. Because when you have a gallbladder issue, or even a kidney, you'll have a lot of joint pain. You can have hip pain. You can have shoulder pain.
Knee pain,
back pain. You can have all kinds. And where you settled that emotion was in your hip. And remember, if your gallbladder is a 2, your other organs can be in low function. And then you can't move that through. And the emotion just stays stuck there. But it's definitely attached to your gallbladder. So that's why, when it comes back, what else is it?
Mm-hmm.
And all that physical therapy and everything, you still didn't get to the core issue of it.
So
I bet you give us a call and we could
get that taken care of very quickly.
Yeah, and then give you some help in what you could do for that emotion, see what's going to work for you. Okay?
Okay, and what is your office number to schedule an appointment?
That is 888-777-4232. 888-777-4232. Thank you, Raquel. All right, Mary Jane, final last words.
Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy, get rid of all that stress and anxiety, and just enjoy the time you have. And if you're stuck in traffic, just take some deep breaths and remember it's the journey.
Okay.
And enjoy the sunshine.
Well, that's great. I have a couple of shout-outs real quick. I'd like to say happy birthday to my cousin Mary Kay and the twins, who are now in San Francisco this weekend. So I hope you're having a great time. It sure looks like it on Facebook. Another huge shout-out to Mark Kelly, who is graduating from Annapolis. Super proud. And I know his mom and dad, Scott and Diane, are super proud and having a really good time back in Annapolis right now. I wish everybody safe travels. Have a fabulous Memorial Day weekend. And we will see you all next month. Sometimes I wonder if it will ever end.
me high.